Hi again, everyone. This is Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. Night number four of the World Rodeo Championship Finals here in Las Vegas, with only one Canadian cashing a go-around prize money check that came in the bareback riding event, is 26-year-old Oren Larson out of Inglis, Manitoba. Rode four-star rodeo company's Big Star for a nice smooth 86-point score that stood up for third place money of $15,653 and brings his NFR winnings this year to $50,615. The go-round went to Ty Brewer of Mandan, North Dakota, when he managed to spur out a 90.5-point score aboard Risky Business from the Brookman Rodeo Company. Jake Vold, the three-times Canadian bareback champion, just missed a paycheck when he covered J-Bar J's Dirty Rags for a good-looking 83.5-point score. Not a great night for the three Canadians entered in this year's Saddle Bronc Riding event. Defending world champion Zeke Thurston was out of the money as the Big Valley Alberta Bronc Rider went the distance for a disappointing 72.5-point ride. Meeting Creek Alberta's Leighton Green just missed a go-round paycheck. 23-year-old Bronc rider spurred out a very respectable 80-point score on a Canadian horse, Willowbrook, from the Kessler Rodeo Company at Rosemary, Alberta. Disappointing night for Natton, Alberta's Clay Elliott as he failed to make the 8-second whistle aboard Let a Rip from the Frontier Rodeo String. Same fate for Canada's lone bull riding entrant this year, Okotoks, Alberta's Jordan Hansen, failing to make the whistle on a bull called Helmet's Boot Hill out of the Bridwell Pro Rodeo Company. Sunday night's bull riding round won by Trey Benton III from Rock Island, Texas, with a big 87.5-point score. Now to the timed events, where a 4.4-second run of the steer wrestling event didn't even make sixth place money. That classy-looking run was turned in by Cochrane, Alberta's Tanner Milan. It didn't pay any go-run money, but it has moved him into sixth place in the NFR aggregate race this year. Provost Alberta's bulldogger Scott Guthner also missing the pay window with a solid run of a 7-3. Another disappointing outing for world champion team roper Jeremy Bueller. The Arrowwood Alberta heeler is paired with Tom Richards from Arizona. But again, another night, and the pair failed to catch their draw. No Canadians in this year's calf roping section. Sunday night, the quickest on the ground with a rope and tie was Cooper Martin from Kansas when he stomped the clock at a 7-6. And the quickest run on the ladies' barrel racing event went to Amberly Moore. The Kaiser Oregon cowgirl made the three-barrel run in a time of 13.56 seconds. We reached the midpoint of the NFR tonight, appropriately billed as Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night. From the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Arnie Jackson.